Welcome to the Living Healthy Podcast, where you can improve your quality of life by making solid and informed decisions. I'm your host, Eddie Randall. Welcome back to the Living Healthy Podcast. I have another fantastic show lineup for you tonight. The majority of us make sure to exercise to get the best looking body possible. This includes pushing ourselves physically despite how tired we are to get that workout in after a long day's work. We also pay the extra for organic foods and go out of our way to obtain non-GMO foods to provide the cleanest and healthiest nutrition possible for our families. What we don't look at until it's time to replace them is the cookware that we use. There are cheap and popular options out there, but those options are not always the healthiest. Some cookware can leach their metals into the food, thereby exposing us to carcinogens and DNA disruptions. The more expensive cookware can limit our chances of being exposed to toxins, and if you take care of it, it can take care of you and your family and last for years. Some cookware can be as cheap as $100 or $200, and some can cost over $1,000. I'll be discussing the different types of cookware and what is the safest and best to use. This also includes the use of cooking utensils. So now that you've made an educated decision on purchasing healthy cookware, you don't want to ruin them by scratching them, which can leach chemicals into the food. In addition, you don't want to use cheap cooking utensils that can leach chemicals when they're exposed to heat. I will mention also that cookware is regulated commercially in the United States by the FDA, but cookware you buy for your home is not. Companies are loosely given some suggested rules to comply with. On cookware.org, they state that the difference in regulation between commercial and personal use is known as the housewares exemption. And they state that it is pretty much up to the manufacturers to have their cookware tested by a third party to make sure it meets industry standards. If you buy from a well-known company that delivers solid and reliable products, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. As far as European household cookware, that cookware is regulated. The difference is there are different rules for different countries. This podcast is a comprehensive look into healthy cookware and utensils, as all cookware are not created equal. In the majority of instances, you really do get what you pay for. I was motivated to make this podcast by recently purchasing some cookware. The decision turned out to be a little more difficult than I imagined, once I learned what the safer options were. It was expensive, but well worth it. We take time to shop for a home, shop for a car, and try to get the best deal on anything, especially when we pay our hard-earned money for it. It dawned on me that this should also apply to cookware and utensils. So here we are. Tonight's podcast is entitled Living Healthy. The cookware you use can have a huge impact on your health. In addition, at the end of this podcast, I'll give you my top pick in the type of cookware that I feel is the safest and healthiest option. Types of cookware. Stainless steel is perhaps the most commonly known type of cookware. Essentially, the composition of stainless steel is mostly iron and carbon. Then chromium is added to make the steel non-reactive. This just prevents oxidation and helps to prevent it from rusting. Oxygen loves to react with metal, and chromium prevents this. However, chromium can also weaken steel, so to compensate, nickel is used to give it strength and durability. With food-grade stainless steel, you will see 300 or 400 series. You may see 304, which is the same as 1810 or 188, which will be stamped on the bottom of your stainless steel cookware. This is very good cookware, and for the 1810, it means that chromium is 18 and nickel is 10. The same for 188, with chromium being 18 and nickel being 8. The 1810 cookware will be the most durable, long-lasting, and most expensive. Stainless steel is also non-reactive with food and will not change the flavor or color of the food you're cooking. This is a very healthy option for cookware. The 400 series you may see are mostly flatware, cooking utensils, mixing bowls, and cheap cookware. Now, with cookware within the 400 series, you will see 18-0. This means that chromium is 18 and nickel is 0. I know that I said nickel is used to make the steel non-reactive with oxygen. The 18-0 does have less than 1% of nickel, so it is in there, it's just at a lower content. This makes the cookware good, but less durable. All cookware can scratch, but the 18-0 is cheaper and less durable than 18-10 and 18-8. Depending on how often you cook and the utensils you use, you may find yourself replacing 18-0 utensils more often. I will talk about the stainless steel utensils a little later in the podcast. The use of aluminum cookware has been controversial, especially since the use of aluminum in cookware and personal care items like deodorant have been linked to plaque deposits in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. The autopsies of Alzheimer's patients have shown deposits of aluminum that have blocked connections in the brain, resulting in the disease. As far as the cookware is concerned, aluminum is an excellent heat conductor. However, some evidence states that it's safe and other evidence claims that it is not. If you use aluminum cookware with acidic food, then this will allow aluminum to deposit into the food. These types of food include tomatoes, vinegar, spicy foods, and salty foods. In particular, salt reacts with aluminum, causing the aluminum to dissolve and leave deposits. Depending on how long you've cooked the food or have allowed the food to remain in the pot, leaching can occur. To remedy this, manufacturers of aluminum cookware often have their cookware undergo a process called hard anodization or just anodization. The result is an aluminum oxide coating that is supposed to make the cookware stronger, non-reactive to foods, and non-stick. In addition, a non-stick coating is often used for easy cleanup. However, the non-stick cookware is made of fluoropolymers, or PFAS or PFOS. These chemicals are highly toxic and are known carcinogens. I did a podcast on PFAS during season 1 of the Living Healthy podcast, and I would invite you to please check that out. I went into depth about the wide range of use and dangers of PFAS. If you did not get a chance to check out my podcast on PFAS, please check it out. It's called Acknowledging the Dangers of Per- and Polyfluoroalkyl Substances. The intent for hard anodizing aluminum cookware is to make it safe. However, if the surface is scratched or acidic foods are cooked, then leaching can occur. As far as anodized aluminum cookware, the FDA has neither given their approval nor objected to its use. Then, there is aluminum clad or aluminum clad stainless steel cookware. The clad means that there is a layer of steel for the contact surface of the stove, then a layer of aluminum is laid down and sealed in by another layer of steel, which is the contact surface for your food. This process utilizes the best of both metals. Steel is durable, but it's not a good heat conductor. Aluminum is an excellent heat conductor, but it's a soft metal and can easily be scratched. With clad aluminum cookware, the aluminum is safely tucked away and is not the primary surface in contact with the food. While I'm not a fan of any aluminum cookware, in my opinion, clad aluminum is certainly safer than hard anodized aluminum cookware. Next on the list is nonstick cookware. This type of cookware is not very safe, as they are coated with poly and perfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS or PFOS. These chemicals give the nonstick cookware its ability to prevent food from sticking. They build up in your body and can cause damage to DNA. In addition, they create endocrine issues, infertility, and cancers. There are some nonstick cookware brands out there that claim to be PFAS and PFOS and Teflon free. However, it is hard to be completely safe as the compounds used are enantiomers, which are different variations of the same chemical. For those who don't have a background in science, this is the best way I can describe it. Put both of your hands out in front of you, palms up, and look at them. They are enantiomers because they mirror each other. They are the same because they look the same, but you cannot put one on top of the other and have them line up equally because they are not equal. But each hand contains the same five fingers. Just say scientifically that your right hand could be aspirin, which is a pain reliever, and your left hand containing the same five fingers could be rat poison. Same compounds, but arranged differently. This is normal and natural in lieu of chemical compounds and especially in medicines. But because PFAS are already proven dangerous, the difference of chemical arrangement of the same dangerous chemicals to serve the same purpose, in my opinion, does not make that type of cookware safe. I do foresee that in the future, those components and chemicals will find themselves on the list of banned chemicals in the next 10 to 15 years. When nonstick cookware is heated up, it can release toxic chemicals, more so when the cookware reaches a certain age and becomes scratched or pitted. Preheating nonstick cookware can also release chemicals. You shouldn't have to put nonstick cookware in the dishwasher. But I will mention it because some people do that. Putting them in the dishwasher can cause the Teflon to wear down as the combination of jet spraying, hot water, and surfactants in soap can do more than strip away the old food and grease. I advise not using nonstick cookware of any type. I understand that not everyone knows how to cook and sometimes cleanup can take a long time. However, the convenience of nonstick cookware can expose you to a plethora of health conditions down the line. A secret that you can do with all cookware is to immediately, when you're done cooking, to put about 1/3 to half a cup of water in the pot or pan and put it back on the warm burner. The heat can safely and effectively remove the food and prevent it from drying and sticking. Cast iron cookware, also known as carbon steel cookware, is tried and true, and by far is the oldest type of cookware. It has been around since about 600 BC. That being said, iron leaches into the food when cooked in cast iron cookware. The amount of iron absorbed by the food depends on the acidity level of the food and the duration it is cooked. Ironically, no pun intended, cooking with cast iron may help those who suffer from anemia. Practicality-wise, this type of cookware is safe. The only thing is that iron toxicity could be a problem if you cook a lot and you cook a lot of acidic foods. Maintaining cast iron is fairly easy. It's called seasoning your cookware. What you do is to clean it and dry them properly, then wipe it down and buff it with vegetable oil. Then you bake it in the oven for up to an hour. Just make sure that there is adequate ventilation as vegetable oil can burn and create some undesired smoke. What this does is that it creates a natural nonstick surface and helps to prevent the cookware from rusting. You should season your cast iron cookware at least 2 times a year. It's important to keep an iron mitt handy when you're using, say, a cast iron frying pan. You can potentially burn your hand and possibly break a toe or a tile in the kitchen if the panhandle is hot enough. So exercise some caution. I would advise using bamboo cooking utensils as to not scratch the cast iron. Cast iron can literally last a lifetime if it is well maintained. Next, we have enamel-coated cast iron. The enamel, also known as vitreous enamel, is simply ground-up glass fused into a protective coating on the cast iron. This relinquishes seasoning your cookware and makes it much easier to clean and maintain. The enamel coating comes in a vast amount of colors and can match your kitchen decor. Cast iron's durability mixed with an array of fine colors explains why this type of cookware is the most expensive. However, the enamel can scratch, it can crack, and discolor over time. This can naturally happen, but more so if you do not use non-metal utensils. What can happen is that water will get into a crack or a chip, and then over time it can begin to rust. Just like traditional cast iron, enamel-coated cookware can last a lifetime if it is taken care of properly. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for supporting the podcast. The Living Healthy Podcast is listed on many platforms, including Anchor, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Bullhorn, and many others. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And don't forget to check out the Living Healthy Podcast channel on YouTube. Also, if you have any questions or would like me to discuss a particular topic, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, please contact me at livinghealthy@gmail.com. Moving on to the absolute most expensive cookware on the market, and that would be copper cookware. Copper is an excellent conductor, and that is why it is used in electrical wiring. Copper is such a great conductor that it is recommended to not preheat this cookware. Copper is a soft metal, and preheating and even using too much heat can cause the copper lining to melt and leach into your food and release toxins. That being said, older copper cookware will likely have this problem, but modern copper cookware is usually lined with stainless steel. It is recommended to utilize bamboo, as stainless steel utensils can scratch the stainless steel lining, allowing the copper to leach through. Copper should also be used at lower heat levels. If your recipe calls for high heat, use medium heat. And if medium is called for, use low heat. If low heat is called for, closely monitor the food and limit the time to cook it. Never put them in the dishwasher, as the jets can work to wear down the thin metal lining, allowing copper to leach into your food. Copper looks great in the kitchen and has that rustic look. However, the care involved in keeping them in great condition, in my opinion, does not seem worth it. It's too easy to have a little leach into your food. They're very easy to scratch, and large amounts of copper exposure over time is toxic and can lead to kidney failure in some situations. Types of utensils. No matter how much you spend on your cookware, you still have to take care of them to get the best use health-wise and to optimize longevity. You can take out an insurance policy in the form of good utensils. The utensils you use will make a world of difference, not only in your health, but in the durability of the cookware. Using utensils, for example, a steel cooking spoon to stir a steel pot is not advised. You can scratch the pot, and over time, with repeated use of a steel cooking spoon, you can eventually begin to release some components of the cookware into your food. It would be better to use a good bamboo set to cook with. Bamboo will not scratch your cookware and is an overall healthier alternative. If you still want to use steel cooking utensils on steel cookware, that is your prerogative. It is in your best interest to not let the steel cookware rest on the pot cover while you cook. Obviously, the utensils are not processed exactly the same, as they are not expected to be in contact with high heat for as long as cookware is expected to. It would be best to let it rest on a steel or ceramic spoon rest. Please remember, steel utensils are not intended to reach the same temperature, and most importantly, you could burn yourself. Stainless steel utensils are great for mixing in glass bowls and things of that nature. Stainless steel utensils are generally the safest and are among the most common cooking utensils out there. I continue to reiterate that using the wrong utensils can release toxins, but that is a point that must be understood, as most people don't think about it. Gently stir your food and don't let acidic food build up and dry on the utensils when done cooking. This will optimize the longevity of your stainless steel utensils. Next on the list is bamboo. Bamboo is a fantastic cooking utensil for any type of cookware. Bamboo is actually considered a grass and is not a tree. It's from the family Poaceae. It is sustainable and needs very little care and can grow in soil that other plants and grass would normally die in. It is hard and it can be used to make any number of products. The most popular among bamboo products are utensils. It has a natural antibiotic and antifungal property that kills most insects, bacteria, and fungus that try to attack it. Bamboo won't scratch your cookware. It does not conduct heat and does not harbor bacteria. However, all bamboo utensils are not created equal, and sometimes your cheapest option is not always your best. As a rule of thumb, you usually get what you pay for. Some bamboo utensils are not made of a single piece of wood. Rather, it is several different pieces and they're glued together. They are then coated with either lacquer, petroleum, or both. This process hides the glue lines and gives the bamboo cookware a very nice look. Now, this is nice for a mahogany headboard, nightstand, or even a solid oak desk. But lacquer and petroleum have no place in the utensils that you use to cook with. That being said, there are companies that make bamboo cooking utensils from one solid piece, and they are organic, BPA-free, and pesticide-free. You just have to look for them. They will obviously cost a bit more, but they are the healthiest option for you, meaning that they are worth it. The cheaper ones that are made of multiple wood pieces can tend to leach the lacquer, glue, and petroleum into the food you're cooking when they're heated up. So it would be wise to invest in an organic bamboo cooking utensil set. They are the healthiest and safest option for you, and they are the best to use on your pots and pans. Lastly, to care for bamboo cooking utensils, you simply hand wash them, let them air dry, and every so often treat them with mineral oil. If you take care of your bamboo, it can last you for many, many years. Wood cooking utensils are sometimes confused with bamboo cooking utensils, but they are not the same thing. Wood cooking utensils may contain harmful chemicals like formaldehyde and can contain resins that will leach into your food. They can crack and can become porous and house bacteria. In addition, the laminate and protecting that are often used are done so to give the wood utensil a great look. So it looks very good in your kitchen, but it would not be the safest to cook with. There are some who argue that there is no difference between bamboo and wood cooking utensils. There are differences, and the largest difference is bamboo's ability to not harbor bacteria. The other difference is that when wood cooking utensils are produced, the emphasis is usually placed on the finished look and not the safety and quality. Silicone cookware utensils are very popular, as they come in an array of colors that can add beauty to your kitchen's decor. There are even silicone bakeware that are actually recommended for use in the oven for cakes, breads, cookies, and meats. The FDA does state that silicone cookware is safe for this use. I know I'm talking about utensils, but since I'm mentioning silicone utensils, I bring this up here. Silicone is considered inert, meaning it is not considered reactive. Both cookware and utensils are made up of a synthetic rubber, and the bakeware, per the FDA, can be used up to 500 degrees. However, silicone bakeware typically contains BPA, or bisphenol A, which is an endocrine disruptor, and it can become reactive and can leach into your food, changing its taste and texture. Your silicone utensils will only be used to stir very hot food, and will not be exposed to high temperature or as high as a temperature as the level of silicone bakeware. But, in my opinion, I would not take the risk. The FDA deemed silicone safe for cooking back in 1979, and there is a bunch of information out there on how safe it is. But just like anything else, you get what you pay for. That cheap set of silicone utensils will have a higher propensity to react or leach chemicals than a high-quality brand. Many cheap utensils will be made in China and can contain chemicals or were made in a way that will not prevent the release of chemicals when exposed to heat. High-quality brands may also be made in China, which are considered safe. However, given my healthcare background and area of medical education, I would not take the chance on any silicone utensils or bakeware. Roasting pans, baking pans, and glassware. Every Thanksgiving and or Christmas, supermarkets stock up on those aluminum turkey pans as we prepare to enjoy the holidays with our loved ones. Given how continued exposure to aluminum deposits can lead to Alzheimer's and dementia, it's best to limit the use and exposure of aluminum. I would opt for a stainless steel roasting pan, which can be a bit pricey, or a roasting pan coated with enamel, which can be a bit cheaper depending on the size you purchase. Now, I know that just a little earlier I talked about enamel cookware and how it can become scratched and chipped and begin to rust over time. Granted, that is in cookware that you would use a lot more often than a roasting pan, which may be used 1 to 2 times a year depending on what you typically cook. The two options of roasting pan, stainless steel and enamel, are healthier alternatives to use in juxtaposition to aluminum pans. Especially since in addition to using an aluminum pan to cook the turkey for 4 hours at high heat, we often cover the turkey in aluminum foil during the cooking process. So avoiding aluminum and opting for a roasting pan is the better alternative. As far as baking pans, cookie sheets, etc., it's best to opt for stainless steel variants. This is in juxtaposition to silicone, nonstick, or aluminum bakeware. Glassware is a great tool for baking certain things like bread, cookies, casseroles, and lasagna. It's tried and true and will not leach chemicals or absorb odors. It may take a little longer to cook as glass is not a great heat conductor, but it gets the job done. Just make sure that the glassware you use is heat tempered, high quality, and from a reputable company. Cutting boards. I advocate bamboo cutting boards over plastic cutting boards. You can usually get a very good one, maybe not organic, but made with little to no harmful chemicals. Some bamboo cutting boards, meaning the cheaper ones, are made with formaldehyde and glues and resins that are not food safe. Try to get one from a reputable company that's made with food safe adhesives. Plastic cutting boards will usually contain BPA, phthalates, and other endocrine disruptors. In addition, microscopic pieces of plastic can be cut off and they can find their way into your favorite dish. Plastic cutting boards can also house bacteria even after being cleaned thoroughly in soap and hot water. Glass cutting boards are great and they are easy to clean and care for in juxtaposition to other types of boards, and they do not contain any glues or polymers that are toxic. The only thing is your knives will wear down a lot quicker when using glass cutting boards. Choosing safe cookware and utensils. The biggest thing, as I've mentioned, is that the cheapest is not always the best. It may be the best for your wallet, but not for your health. In today's economy, it would be nice to save a few dollars and go a cheaper route in order to pad the savings account a little. However, when it comes to food and what you cook with, you may want to cut corners in another area as you only get one body and have to do the best to take care of it. This includes limiting the exposure of any hazardous chemicals. Even steel pots and pans, which I consider the best, are forged in high heat and have a melting point that will not be exceeded by conventional ovens and stoves. But when you deal with cheaper quality items and even ones made of different compounds like silicone bakeware, which are not necessarily inert, you run the risk of exposing yourself to chemicals when you use them around heat. Heat is part of the process which forges the cookware, bakeware, and cooking utensils. As if you didn't already know, the best cookware, in my opinion, is stainless steel cookware. It's a great option and is extremely safe. It's very durable, has a great surface finish, is less prone to corrosion, and will not release any toxic components into your food if you take care of them properly. In addition, stainless steel cookware has been FDA approved. Stainless steel will last the longest and look the best and provide the safest method for cooking food for you and your family. That's going to do it for episode 8 of season 2 of the Living Healthy Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And remember, living healthy creates a better you.